This is track 10 for June 2016 Astro Currents Monthly by Elizabeth. And here we're going to do the meditation or the visualization for the month. This is called Connecting with Your Higher Mind, something we've been talking about all through ACM. So as a preface to this month's meditation, during this time of Gemini, answers and insights are more readily available to you. The reason for that is that Gemini rules both your lower mind, those things that you are consciously aware of, and your higher mind, which resides in the realms of light. In this meditation, you will be given greater access to your higher mind with the help of Hermes, known as the messenger of the gods, who is also known as Mercury in Roman mythology, the ruling planet of Gemini. So let us begin. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and say, I am a being of light. Relax, say again, I am a being of light. Allow yourself to own this, for it is indeed true. You are a being of light. As you breathe in again, give yourself permission to receive greater light during this meditation. Breathe the light in deeper into every corner of your body. Take longer breaths, softer breaths. You now notice that you feel calmer, as any worry, anxiety, or tension you were feeling melts away and then simply disappears. Take as much time as you need to relax. Now, your attention turns to your environment, and you notice that you are in an open field. As you look around, you see only an expansive sky, for there is nothing to obstruct your view. It is a peaceful place with no distractions at all. You begin to feel limitless, as any angst or worry you had doesn't even seem to be able to exist here, for when it arises in your mind, it simply drifts out into the vastness around you and disappears into the spaciousness of the sky. You wonder what time of day it is, and as you do, you see that there are only a few stars in the heavens above you, though it is not dark, and so it must be just before dawn. You find yourself thinking what a peaceful time of day it is. You feel as though you do not have a worry or concern in the world as you take in all that is around you. You then notice that on the eastern horizon, a soft glow is coming into view. You can tell that dawn is upon you and find this to be most welcome. It brings with it a sense of renewal and beginnings, and you find that you're very enthused about this. As you look upon this scene, you notice that a most curious thing is happening. The glow that was on the horizon is now gently moving towards you. Or are you moving towards it? You are not sure, though it does not seem to matter. You can now feel the warmth of the glow as it is getting closer, which you find most comforting. You notice that there are rays of light emanating from the center of the glow, which you actually feel as a gentle pulsation in your body. You then hear a voice, though you are not sure from where. And from out of the center of the glow, you see a being of light appearing just in front of you. He seems to be floating, as indeed he is. I am Hermes, the messenger of the gods. I am here to assist you in connecting you with your higher mind, where messages from the realms of light originate. There have been many times you have received such messages, though perhaps you were not aware of their origin. You're curious and wish to know more about what he says and why he is here. Hermes answers as though you spoke out loud, though you are certain you did not. I am here with you today to forge a link between your higher mind and enabling you to recognize and access these messages and the insights they bring more easily. You are so curious about what Hermes is saying, yet wonder how this happens. He then says, your higher mind is an aspect of your total being and resides in the realms of light. Each thought that originates there is like a ray of light. You can think of it this way. As you receive these rays of light, insights form in your mind. It is as though your mind acts as an intermediary between the realms of light and spirit and the realm of matter. He then continues by saying, your higher mind, in essence, transmits rays of light to you, which you receive in your mind. This often occurs exactly when you need it. These rays can illuminate some aspect of your life, inspire you, bring you meaningful information, and more. Though you must be willing to receive them, and you must learn to recognize them when they appear. He gives you a moment to consider what he has said. As your attention turns once again to the eastern sky, where another glow is appearing, though it seems somehow different than before. Hermes then says, the glow you see on the horizon is actually the radiance of your higher mind. Each ray that emanates from it is indeed an aspect of the celestial light. By merging with it, even for a few seconds, you will have opened a channel to your higher mind that you can access in the future as well. I am here to assist you with this. You are still aware of the peace and tranquility that is present here, and now you feel a sense of awe as well. Your excitement about Hermes' presence here today and what he is offering you increases. He then turns to the glow on the horizon, which is now growing, and the rays become more distinct and visible as they were filling the sky around you. He then directs one ray in particular to just above the place where you are standing. You wonder how he is doing this, and you instantly know he is quite effortlessly using his own mind to direct the ray. You are simply amazed at this. The ray of light above you is now forming into a ball of light. Its presence is comforting and somehow familiar. Hermes then says, this is an emanation from your higher mind. Think of it as a visitation from an aspect of your own soul. It has the power to dispel any worry you may have about your future while enlightening you with a direct knowing that is immediate. While I can help you to link to this divine part of yourself, it is not possible unless you allow it. Do you seek my assistance in this way? You consider what he is asking you and somehow know that it is time for you to have a greater connection to your higher mind. You also know that doing so will help to open you to whatever wisdom and knowledge is yours to know at this time. And so you turn to him and simply say, yes, I am ready to receive this gift that you are offering me. He says, while I knew this was so, or I would not be able to be here in your presence, it is important for you to have certainty that it is now that you wish for this to happen. When ready, all you need to do is simply invoke the following, for you have had the power all along. I am only acting as a facilitator and to assist in directing you in this process. And so let us begin. It is now time to invoke the following. I seek to be reconnected to the radiance of my higher mind. I wish to have access to direct knowing through this connection. I open myself in every way to my own higher wisdom and knowing. As he says these words, they resonate and echo within your mind. You say them with him as he repeats them once more. I seek to be reconnected to the radiance of my higher mind. I wish to have access to direct knowing through this connection. I open myself in every way to my own higher wisdom and knowing. As you say this, your mind fills with a golden light you know is from your own higher mind, and you begin to experience clarity in a way that you never have before, and you know a link has been forged. Hermes then says, this linking between your lower and higher minds will grow stronger over time. Any time that you need an answer or are confused about a decision before you, you can simply repeat the words you have just said, for it will open this portal again. You may receive your answer immediately, or it may come later. But know that your request has been heard, and then simply trust your own higher wisdom to bestow it upon you when the time is right. I wish to leave you with the following affirmations that will help to forge the link made here today. Say these words as often as you wish, and know that they are infused with the light of your own higher mind, giving them great power. I direct my thoughts toward the light as I open my lower conscious mind to the higher mind. My mind is open and spacious, allowing me to perceive the highest truth possible for me at this time. And I listen with care and attentiveness to my inner knowing. You can sense the power of these words and vow to say them whenever you need to gain clarity about the direction your soul wishes you to take. As you know that your higher mind is an aspect of your own soul and is available to guide you in many ways. Hermes then says, we are complete now, and so it is time for me to take my leave. Know that you can return here anytime you wish to bask in the warmth of your own light by simply looking east to the radiant light of your higher mind. You give thanks, for you are grateful for his assistance, and you decide that you will indeed visit here soon.